The Burt Show.
Is no marriage the new marriage? Is no marriage the new marriage? She's got a boyfriend that sort of thinks that. That's for sure. What do you got going on in your life? Want to share it with The Burt Show? Hit us up at theburtshow.com.
Dear Burt Show, loyal listener here. You guys seem to give great advice, and I was wondering if any other listeners could give me insight on the dilemma I'm in. Backstory. My boyfriend and I met in college and have been dating almost 6 years. We have a great relationship and he's my best friend. He spoils me in every way possible, and I knew from the start that this is the man I wanted to be with for the rest of my life. He is from another state, transferred to my college when we met, and when we graduated, he moved here to be with me and support me in my career. I bought a house and we lived together for a couple of years. Well, he didn't do so well in his career here and landed a great job back home, so he decided to move back and we've been long distance for about a year. He loves his job and loves to be near his family and friends again. I always knew he wanted to end up back there, and I have no problem moving there as well. He keeps asking me to move, and I would have by now if it weren't for this issue. I don't have many close friends or family here anyway, and I can easily find a new job now that I am solid in my career. Here lies the problem, and I know this is something we should have been talking about from the beginning, but here we are. He doesn't want to be legally married to anyone at all. He comes from a broken family and says he's seen too many men in his family get screwed over by a woman they've divorced and doesn't want to risk anything in case things turn out badly. His mom and, quote, stepdad aren't actually married, and they have an amazing relationship. He thinks marriage is just a piece of paper and doesn't want the government involved in any part of the relationship. Even though I've explained to him many times that I'll sign whatever I need to sign in order to keep his assets separated from mine, he is still not budging. He told me he's totally down for a, quote, commitment ceremony with all of our friends and family, and that he does want to be with me forever, just not legally married. The plan in my head was that we'd be at least engaged at this point. I don't think I want to move states for someone that I'm not marrying, but feel guilty he moved states for me for basically our whole relationship. Now I'm somewhat questioning if the institution of marriage is really important to me. Sorry, I lost my spot. Or if it's really important to me or if it's just what I've seen. Okay. You have to stop.
I didn't know I could do that. While you're reading, I can move the words around.
You've definitely done that to me before.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, my God.
And I had to try to figure out where I was.
So everyone listening, we're reading off a shared schedule, and Bert keeps making edits, and I keep having to jump like and find my new text. And then you start doing it on purpose.
Well, as I saw you stumbling, I'm like, is that me? There's so much power
it
here.
It is you. Oh,
I had taking words away, bringing them back.
I had it so good until the last ones, and then I was like, I'm done. Now I'm somewhat questioning if the institution of marriage really is important to me or if it's just what I've always seen as the normal thing to do. Maybe there are benefits of not being married that I'm not seeing. Has anyone been through this situation? Has anyone ever sacrificed their desire of marriage with a person who they thought was the one and still ended up happy in the end? I don't want to end up resentful. I have never even heard of having just a commitment ceremony other than maybe for the LGBTQ plus community. Thanks, Anonymous.
Well, good for him. Only in that he's being honest. He is telling you exactly where he's at. Now you've got decisions to make, right? He is being completely clear, open, and honest on exactly how he feels about marriage. Now the ball is in your court.
Yeah, I think she either, if I'm being honest, she either has to let it go or let him go, because I believe everybody is entitled to whatever makes them happy. And for him, marriage doesn't make him happy. It doesn't float his boat. He doesn't see the benefits maybe as a man. I know a lot of men who feel that way. And it seems as time progresses, I hear that more and more, that there are some men who just genuinely do not feel like there are a lot of benefits to marrying someone as a man. So that's his morals. You are not going to change him. I think a lot of times you get in a relationship with somebody and you think they'll change. I'll eventually change him. And I think that's the wrong mindset to have. He's not going to change. He's being honest. This is who he is. And if marriage is that important to you, then maybe you need to be with someone else.
Yeah, now if you were my best friend, and I always say to these guys and say to you guys too, that if you email us, we're just going to role play here, that you're asking for 100% honesty and you're hitting us up like we're your best friend. I wouldn't move with the dude. I mean, if marriage is important to you, he made decisions himself also He's a grown-ass man to follow you. That was cool. That was his decision. Now he's telling you he doesn't want to be married. Now you got a decision to make. If I'm you, I'm playing it safe. I'm not marrying this dude. Not if this is really what you want. Marriage. I'm not moving with him.
It's been 6 years. That's so hard. That sunk, it's called the sunk cost, right? Like the time you've already put into it. That's 6 years. I'm mad at him. Yeah, they should have talked marriage earlier on if that's what she wanted. But for him to like, that's a big thing to hide too, that you're not wanting to get married. And then when she says, I'll sign whatever you want so you don't have to worry about the asset problem, which is your main concern. And then he's still like, nope. I think you have your answer right there because he's not willing to play ball. You're meeting his needs of what he's scared of, and he's still saying no. To me, that's my answer.
Yeah, I think we're saying the same thing. Like, he's telling you. And I sort of doubt that he just sprung this on her, that he doesn't want to be legally married. It sounds to me like he's had this issue for 6 years. This is his pain point came from his parents. He doesn't want to end up being his baggage. He doesn't want to end up being like his parents. So I'm sure this is not the first time they've talked about it, but I agree with you. But he's at least spelling it all out.
And though it may be hard for her to leave now because it's been 6 years, you got to look at the fact that it's going to only get harder. So if you continue to stay around and you fall even deeper for him, thinking that he's going to change just to find out he's not, like he's always said he's not, it's just going to be a harder situation for you to walk away from.
Hey, you guys, Ruth is on the phone. Hey, Ruth, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning. In a snapshot, I agree with you, Bert. I used to practice divorce law. First of all, I think it's great that he understands that when you get married, the way you divide property, the way you make decisions, it is by the laws of the state. So he gets that really clear. She should not give up those things that she wants. You know, spouses cannot testify against each other. Spouses are usually allowed to see each other in the hospital if you're sick. There's so many rights and responsibilities that come with being married. I don't think she should move to be with him because he doesn't want in on that relationship. But it's really good for people to educate themselves before they get married.
I appreciate you calling, Ruth. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got to be honest, if I were her, depending on my age, I'd probably move.
Really?
I would still move.
Yeah.
I would be holding out hope. I know we say the opposite. I'd be holding out hope that he would change his mind and I could convince him. I would sink another 2 years into it, and then I would move right back home.
Okay, that's honest, but you're making a choice. As an adult woman, you're making a choice. I'm going to go ahead and move with him. I'm going to sacrifice what my values are here. I'm going to move with him. And when he is consistent and he doesn't marry you,
I will be upset. That's I will yell you. At him. I will blame him, and then I will move home.
Yes, you will.
Sounds about right.
It's a virtue. This dude on Instagram, woo, he started to go viral quick.
Oh, this story has definitely gone viral. Woo. And the headline read, "Trophy husband has three wives and stays home while they work." Man's living the dream. So the story goes, a father of two calls himself a trophy husband as he's married to three women and stays at home while they work. Nick Davis met his first wife, April, at college 15 years ago. Met Jennifer 9 years later, and apparently is now with April. So Jennifer met the couple when she was 19. So again, Nick was already in a relationship and with April, and then Jennifer rolls in. And it just became evident that they met a great person and they should all be together. So they did. And they explained all this during a segment of TLC's Seeking Sister Wife. Yes, there's a show on TLC called Seeking Sister Wife.
And this guy doesn't work at all.
No.
Three women, not married to.
He says married.
Well, I mean, can you even do that?
No. Now, it was just last year, the two of them, well, I should say the three of them, Nick, April, and Jennifer, met Danielle. And they added her to the family. And Nick said this is the happiest he's ever been since marrying the three women and called it a dream come true. He says having three wives, knowing that we've all solidified our union and brought it together like we have, it's just unbelievable. I just feel like I'm just living a dream come true.
I mean, can you be mad at him? If all three women know?
Yeah, and if all three women are down?
They're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was being superficial, but I took a look at this dude's picture and I'm like, he must be making up for this in some other area.
He has to be.
I haven't seen him.
He must be very talented, like super talented.
Yeah, see? So there they are.
Because he's not working either.
Seeking sister wife.
Yep. There they are.
Seeking sister wife.
That sounds exhausting.
Okay.
Is that not what you envisioned?
Not at all.
What did you envision?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
I have to say that if he is trying to accommodate three women, that he should not have to work. He's tired.
He's tired.
Get out of here with your nonsense.
The Burt Show.